This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States and Iran have each launched a new round of verbal volleys, raising tensions between Tehran and the West to new heights today. During a photo op with Pakistani Prime Minister at the White House, U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters that Washington is ready for the absolute worst from Iran. He called Iran the number one state of terror in the world. Earlier Monday, Iran announced it has captured 17 U.S. spies over the past year and sentenced some of them to death. The United States denies the claim. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The Iran government is claiming the CIA had promised those arrested visas or jobs in America, with an official circulating a CD with a video recording of an alleged foreign female spy working for the CIA. It's suggested the disc also includes names of several U.S. embassy staff in Turkey, India, Zimbabwe and Austria, who Iran claims were in touch with the recruited Iranian spies. Occasionally, Iran announces detention of spies it says are working for foreign countries, including the U.S. and Israel. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Democratic Republic of Congo's health minister resigned Monday after he was dismissed as head of the team tackling the persistent Ebola outbreak. Last week, the World Health Organization declared the outbreak in eastern Congo to be an international health emergency. As of July 20th, 1,643 people have died among nearly 2,500 confirmed cases of Ebola. That's a fatality rate of about 66%. India has successfully launched a mission to land a rover on an unexplored area of the moon. It's a feat accomplished by only three countries so far, the U.S., Russia, and China. And the project aims to make a soft landing on the moon, which would seal India's reputation as a leading space power. This is VOA News. The United States and Pakistan are jointly